Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butlers. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. We back in the building. Let me get these camera angles right. Oh, man. It's. Hey, how y'all ladies?
We up in here.
Yeah, bring your mic closer that way. See, sound man got to make sure everything good.
Sound man had us late. Just, you know, carry on.
Why you got to be telling my business like that? Don't do that.
All right. I feel like we haven't sat at this table for a long time.
You said that last week. We was here last week. You was here last week. I was remote.
Oh, maybe that's why I feel like that, because you weren't here with me last week. Yeah, it just feel like it's been a minute. Anyway, welcome to Wednesday. I'm Edwina.
Best sound man in the business.
That was perfect. Do you hear me?
Best sound man in the business. Perfect. Best sound man in the business. I forgot to take that off.
Best sound man.
I forgot to take that off. My bad. Hey man, best sound man in the business mess up sometimes.
Players mess up.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce our guest, sound man.
So today at the Boss Fest table, we have a local entrepreneur. Y'all seen her at local events, doing her things, selling her
bling.
Out here in these Polk County streets, we got the lovely Andrea in the building. How you doing, Ma?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for having me.
That's what's up.
Yes, we appreciate it. So, you want to introduce our topic?
I forgot how the show worked.
Yeah, did you forget how the show worked?
Man, the way this is supposed to go is I do a pre-introduction, then you jump in and take over, then you sell out, then I sit over here just blinking in the camera. Now you want me to do all the work. You want me to do the sound. You want me to do the camera. You want me to do the introduction. What is you going to do? What are you even good for? I'm glad you answered that.
That's not the topic.
At all.
I'm sorry, that wasn't a topic.
Because the Gemini in me is ready for you, but I'm going to let you start us with the topic.
All right. So today's topic, tonight's topic is the dark side of entrepreneurship. So for any of those out there who doing business, trying to start in a business, you know, it's always those challenges that face every entrepreneur out there. The things we know about, but it's also the things we don't think will be a problem. That sometimes catches us off guard. So that's what today's topic is about. So you want to kick us off there?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Me?
Yes, you. See, this is what I got to deal with, man.
I just want to be like little old me. I guess the question is, where do we see dark sides? Like, I got a lot of things like flowing in my head about what I feel like can be the dark side, but I'm just not going to like dive in there right now. So why don't us like collectively, we just like throw out a few things that we feel like can be the dark side of entrepreneurship? Because I just don't want to go ham right out the gate.
Lack of support.
That's a good one. See, lack of, that's what I'm talking about.
Lack of support.
Explain, ladies. Explain. Lack of support. What you mean by lack of support?
So, like, if you support someone and they're not supporting you, or you show up for them, they don't show up for you. You share their information, they don't share yours. You know, kind of like that.
But is that even guaranteed? Like, when you think
you don't have to guarantee, but I would think it's common courtesy.
I think that's a good one, because I said in one of the podcasts that I was literally going to stop sharing people's stuff that didn't, that never shared ours. And I noticed like anything that would come on my timeline, I would just hit share. Sometimes right. I wouldn't even read it. Like I'd be doing something else and I'd be like, oh, they posted and I'll just share it. Mm-hmm. But then when you go back and you really think about it, you're like, dang, you don't never share anything of mine. And I'm out here like.
Or even liking, like you would like someone's stuff. They don't like nothing that you ever put out.
Nothing. A share and a like don't cost. That's free. Why are you looking like that?
Listen, I am engaged. I am listening.
So support, I find, I think that thing is true that people say about entrepreneurs, that you're going to get more support from people who aren't your friends mm-hmm. than people that are in your close circle. And you're more likely to find friends from strangers because of the support than actually like friends.
It's true. It's true.
This one says, I should have been on this one. Lord Jesus. Uh-oh, somebody got some information. Go ahead and put it in the chat.
Because it's true. It's like you, not that you, it's an expectation, but as business owners, as entrepreneurs, small business owners trying to grow, you want support. And so if you feel like you're supporting people, the least they could do is share or like. You don't necessarily have to buy my product. It may not be for you, and that's fine. But what about just sharing?
Is there a such thing as oversharing? What if you're that person that put out so much stuff every day? Is people obligated to share your stuff every day?
Then when you said oversharing, somebody instantly popped into my mind and I was like, dang, they post a lot. But what I do in that scenario, because I thought of a person who shares a lot, I can't share everything right. Because sometimes people have come to me and be like, I don't know what you do. Because like you share so much of other people's stuff, they're not sure what you do. Right. But maybe I just pick one post, like the most impactful one. Or if mm-hmm. I share one today, you might got to wait till tonight or tomorrow because you own it all day. But I definitely do limit that because if you tag me in 95 things, I can't share all of them. Right. But I do make sure that I still look out and share something.
Yes, you can. No, it I don't cost share. To share and like.
It doesn't cost to share and like, but I like can't view my page because I'm also doing something. Right. I'm also doing something and I need you to return my share and like before I share all 95 of the things you posted today.
But you could tell if someone shares one thing.
Yeah.
If you post one thing and someone shares the one thing. Okay.
You're trying to be extreme with what she said.
No, No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All I'm doing is I'm just pointing out.
Yeah, he do. No, so let's say she posts, she make a post about jury, and you don't share it, and then you be like, you the next thing the person like tags her in it, and when you tag somebody, that's like in reference to, hey, share this, but you ain't share my post I just did. Now I posted another post, they still ain't share it. Here go another tag. Like, stop tagging me. You don't post mine. I already shared yours.
And that's just something I don't do. I don't tag. Because I don't, depending on who you are, I don't like people tagging me enough. So don't tag me. So I don't tag you. Just because I feel like that's their space. And I don't want to tag them in a lot of stuff. So I don't tag anyone at all.
Okay.
Unless it's like my husband's birthday, my anniversary, something like that. But like business wise, I don't tag people.
That's good to know. So I feel like sometimes, especially if you're talking about you, you're not referring to me.
No.
I feel like sometimes Facebook and the algorithm, you don't see people's stuff till like days later.
Correct.
So then if you don't tag them, it doesn't instantly pop up. I don't tag a lot of people either. And then when I try to tag people, it just seems like tagging is, it take a lot of time to tag.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly am just a little bit lazy for the whole process. Like when I try to tag, I'm gonna tag 95 people in this post. I make it to about 7, and I'm like, those are 7 that's gonna get tagged today.
Got it. Lack of tagging and sharing. What else we got?
You're hilarious. I feel like you're expecting us to say something. So if you're expecting us to say
I don't know what's gonna be said. But I'm a pool. I feel like we on the surface. I'm finna pull deeper today.
So I definitely think we're on the surface. If we're talking about the dark side of entrepreneurship, I mean, there's so many things I can say. I could talk about the lack of sleep, the lack of like steady income, because you could be hot one moment and feel like, you know, I could do this. You know, I quit my full-time job because I got this. And then the next moment, nobody checking for you. So you can't even pay like bills or anything off of this. So it's so many dark sides where people kind of like glorify entrepreneurship, where it is not for the faint at all.
No, because sometimes you're putting out more than you're bringing in, because you have to think of, depending on what your business is, your supplies, you know, all the stuff that goes with it, purchasing inventory or whatever the case may be, flyers, if you do flyers, business cards, whatever the case may be. And you're putting out more money than you're actually bringing in. So that in itself
is a lot. Yes.
Is a lot.
There's been months where we've had to pay for a business, like to file the business, pay for the website, get the license for the business, not to mention all the other stuff, the bank account fees, where we're literally just funding that out of our personal pocket. And the business can't support itself. Like, those are definitely the dark side.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Well, you tell us what you feel like the dark side is, since you're trying to get us to spill all the tea.
No, I ain't no spilling
you
no tea.
To start out, you know.
I know y'all putting your pinky toe in the water. I got it.
All right. So, sir, what do you think one of the things with the dark side of entrepreneurship would be?
For me, and I kind of thought about this for a second. So, for me, one of the dark sides of entrepreneurship is loss of family and friends. Sometimes you don't even think that's a reality when you feel like I'm gonna start my business, but sometimes there's an underlying jealousy that's out there that you ain't even prepared for. You just thinking, hey man, if I do this, I know my friends, my family, they're gonna support me, they're gonna have my back, they gonna root for me. And the initial energy when I say I'm doing it is all well and good until they start seeing like true success. And now the person that I was to them is no longer that. Mm-hmm. So now they like, oh, now I done changed. Of course I was going to change. I'm stepping into a whole different realm. So change was inevitable. But why does it have to penalize our relationship to our friendship? You knew exactly what you was going to be in this process. You knew what I was trying to achieve or accomplish. So why should there now be any bad energy or blood?
Speak on it. So who you lost?
I almost lost my wife twice. Did I not?
I ain't say you didn't.
Fair enough. Twice.
but it's true. Not necessarily like in my situation, but yeah, you do have family members that you would think understand what it's like to be in business, and they, it's like, well, no, they don't understand. And then they kind of get like a cold shoulder or no support.
It's, I feel like entrepreneurship changes your mindset. And I think that's where you get the loss of like people, is you're in a different type of mindset and they don't understand what that looks like. They still want the you that they're used to, which is why Kevin almost lost his wife twice, is because twice. I was learning something different and he couldn't shape his mind to get to where I was. So we were definitely two people moving in two different like wavelengths, and it just wasn't matching up. I'm following a dream over here, like, I gotta go get it. And you like, and the job say I gotta clock in at 9. And I just like,
you keep going down that path of a 9 to 5, like it's so toxic.
It's not toxic. It's not
your entire being.
It's not toxic. I don't want you to think
to do up to this point, you have been able to do it because of a 9 to 5. You took 2 summers to be an entrepreneur, and now all of a sudden, every time we get on this podcast, it's 9 to 5. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm a 9 to 5. Actually, 7:30.
She's a 7:30 to 3:30. And still pursuing and chasing her dreams. And ain't out here at her husband neck talking about some, dang, babe, you still going to work? We trying to sell this
view. No, I'm not going to do that. He would make way more money than I do, so no.
He makes way more money than she does. So understand that. And I was not knocking your 9 to 5, because before you can be an entrepreneur, you still have to, like a full-time entrepreneur, you still have to pay the bills, right? You still got to eat. So I'm not knocking it.
You don't
got to
eat?
Not in her world.
What I'm saying is it's a mindset.
Nobody eats. We don't eat. If kids don't eat, we ain't got to pay no mortgage. These cars ain't got to be paid. God, listen, is
why you trying to go in so hard when I was taking my 2 summers to be a full-time entrepreneur? Was the lights not still on? Is this house still surviving? Did your kids still eat? All of that stuff still happened. It all still happened.
I got it.
And what I'm saying is it's a mindset. I'm not knocking your 9 to 5, Mr. 9 to 5, because you ride hard for that 9 to 5, boy. I'm saying it's 2 different mindsets.
Is this
the darker
side of entrepreneurship, or am I doing a life coach session?
Right? Don't you feel like that? Because he tried to come for me.
I'm done. I'm not.
He really tried to come for me. Like,
no, I want you to comment. Yeah. Come on. You have to.
No, listen. So.
But when I come for him.
Not when you,
yeah, what they say on the thing, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Uh-oh.
So back to the dark side of entrepreneurship.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. Go back to my
cup. What?
Oh, that means you was done talking. We wasn't sure.
I said I'm going back to my cup of water. I don't want no smoke.
No, so I mean, I really want to talk about it. So
it's true, though, what you're saying. It is true. Because your mindset does change, because now you're thinking, okay, this is my business. I got to make it work. And
right.
And that's the things that you're focused on. Not that you don't care about anything else, but in order for your business to work,
right,
things have to be in motion and you have to actively work at it.
And before I get beat up, what I'm trying to say, like when you go to a 9 to 5, that business doesn't rely on you. That business functions whether you're there or not. But in your business, if you don't make it move, it doesn't happen. So everything is relying on you, which puts an extra level of pressure on you. Mm-hmm. And you got to be, you know, the salesperson. You got to make the outbound calls. I got to
marketing,
set up
your right. Everything, accounting, everything.
I'm not coming for you, Mr. 9 to 5. I'm just expressing.
Wow. Wow. Hit me with a 9 to 5.
No, I'm just saying, I just don't want you to feel like I'm just really explaining the 2 different mindsets. Mm-hmm. When I get up and I go to my 9 to 5, I think now, what can I be doing for myself while I'm clocked into this 9 to 5? Before, what my mindset was, because I did have a 9 to 5 mindset, was I got to do this for them. I need them to make sure like they see me working. I want to be up for this promotion. So you need me to do something? I got you. You gonna call me after work? I'm there. That was a different 9-to-5 mindset that I have. That's not my mindset anymore, because I could like croak over and die at that job. You know what they're gonna do?
Replace you.
They're just gonna post a position. But in my business, if I work at it, then I could literally retire myself from the 9-to-5 and just work the business.
I'm with you. Okay. I got your back. We do.
So I want to ask this question. Do you feel like if you were in a different region or different area as far as the level of support, do you feel like it would be a different level of support?
That's a good question. Probably. Because I honestly have, yes, I have customers here, but I have a lot of customers that don't know me, but they order from me, and they live in like Connecticut, they live in New Hampshire. I had someone reach out to me in Puerto Rico. So, I mean, I get people that shop from me that live elsewhere. And then I have like people here.
So you think you get more of your support like outside of Oakland?
Most of the time, yeah. That's very interesting.
We keep saying it's a Polk County thing. I just think sometimes it's...
I didn't say it was a Polk. I wanted to find out.
I'm going to say it's almost a Democrat.
That too.
Because, listen, Hispanic folks won't support. The Jewish community, they got certain rules.
Oh, so that's where you're going to go. You're going there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going there.
The Jewish community got certain rules, right? So if I'm a Jewish restaurant owner or a shop owner and I just open up a new business, the Jewish community, they're going to come out. They're going to make sure they patronize. They're going to shop for at least 3 good months to make sure that the business can stay afloat and generate energy. Mm-hmm. Once they start seeing sustainable energy there, then they'll slowly back away
and
branch off to someone else and give them that support and that energy. Hispanic community, we all know, hey, they come here together, they'll pile up in one house together, and before you know it, they done took over the whole block because now they done work together, done stockpile their money, and then expand it.
But that's true, because you notice that we're like the only set of people that will not work together. It's like, I don't know where the mentality comes from, but it's almost like someone is always one trying to one up the other.
Yeah.
And it's never like, okay, you bring this to the table, I bring that to the table, because we all have strengths and weaknesses. And if we come together collectively, we would be great. But it's like so much of a whatever it is, I don't even know what to call it, but it's almost the one up, the one up, the one up. And nobody ever wants to come together and work. And if you do find a group, it's just a small group that want to try to work together. Everybody else is kind of like, oh, I'm not supporting her because she might be friends with so-and-so, or I'm not supporting him because I don't really like him, or I don't like his wife, or I don't like, you know, over dumb stuff that's irrelevant.
And sometimes the people don't even know you.
No.
Somebody that they knew didn't like you, so now they don't like you and they can't support. I feel like we're telling the truth now.
I don't think there was no lies, but I will say, and I'm going to speak on the experience I seen this weekend.
Okay.
So.
I'm getting ready to tag some people. We about to be messy. I'm going to tag them.
Tag them.
Okay.
All right. So this weekend, they did the Polktron or the Polk Cat Talent event hosted by Peace Nation.
Okay.
And so me and Edwina went to the event, and it was a lovely event. It was at the Empire nightclub, and it was a lot of artists that performed there. Some had some name recognition, done did some things. Others were just getting started out. But all the artists did their thing, and it was an amazing event. The problem was nobody would know it was an amazing event, because there was not enough energy in the room. Didn't know people really show up. So the people that showed up was the family members of the artists, friends of the artists, and things of that nature. Like me and Edwina.
It looked like, so like we were there at the event, but when we looked around, we were like, so everybody else that's here at the event is going on stage? Like, which wasn't the case, but that's the amount of people. Like, it was definitely a very small crowd that was there.
And what took me back was not that the energy in the room of that day, which in his right was kind of messed up, but it's been the aftermath of what I've seen on social media. I've seen more aftermath energy behind this event than the people that was in the room who have no clue what actually happened. So local artist Legit won the event.
Congratulations
to Legit. So he won the event, and rightfully so. He performed well. He had the crowd rocking, and he just overall did his thing better. It wasn't that he outsung anyone, or did he just perform better? Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. But after the fact, you know, me and Edwina, we put a post out there. Congratulations, Legit. This might have been the most shared post we have ever done to date.
Really?
Since we've been on social media.
Why?
Some was congratulations, but a lot.
So we put it out for my business page. Let me preface that. So it was Boss Fest because he's one of the speakers or one of the panelists telling him congratulations. And I think it's at like 75 shares or something. Like, it just really is. It keeps going.
It keeps going. But it's because people are, I guess, hate some. It's congratulations on it, but it's a lot of negative energy on there too. Like, why?
She said, "True, I've seen that post on my feed a million times."
Like, why did he perform? He shouldn't have been in the room. He's already this. That's messed up. It was rigged, and all this other stuff.
There's some congratulations in there.
I said it was some positive stuff on there.
Okay, okay, I'm just making sure.
But we know negative always outweigh positive in social media.
That's true.
So, don't get me wrong. It didn't get 70 shares because everybody was saying congratulations. It got 70 shares because when people was like, why did he perform?
But that's anything in general. People will never remember the good that you do, but that one thing that you do wrong or not so good, that's what everyone remembers.
But he didn't do anything wrong. He was selected to perform, to be a contestant. He came and did his thing.
No, but what she's basically saying is it's always the negative that people remember.
They'll find the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They'll find the negative, even if there isn't one. Oh, I didn't like his pants. Oh, I didn't like his. They'll find a negative, even if there isn't one.
No, but that's the part of this business side that's crazy to me. And like, it was, like I said, I didn't realize Tracy McGrady was behind Peace Nation and the whole Pope Trump thing. But the fact that, you know, we have people like that, like Tracy McGrady, Andre Berto, Ray Lewis, like we have some very influential people that have come out of this community. And they don't really do much. And after that event, I seen why they may not really do too much. Tracy, to me, seemed like one of the few people that still try to do things within Polk County. I know Berto do the turkey bowl at the end of the year. That's on like some Frank Lucas type stuff. You know, we passing out turkeys to the community. No, but no, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, but think about it. Ray Lewis, a Hall of Fame NFL player, one of the greatest linebackers ever do it. Yeah, you ain't finna just walk into him at a Wawa in Polk County.
Okay, so what are you saying? Like,
I'm saying it's energy around here. Like, I don't know. Like, I thought it was us, but I don't know if it's us and the community around here or what, but it's just
us crazy. As in what? Like,
us as in black people.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. Like, I want you to like bring it home so I get it. I want to fully understand.
Us as saying. In black people.
Okay. So you don't know if it's us as in black people or is it the community?
Or a combination of both.
I think it's a combination. I would probably say it's a combination. Because within us, as you say us, within us, you still have those that are trying to build and grow and still do stuff for the community. And then you have that fraction of us that won't get out the way. And they don't want to support and they don't want to do anything. And because they don't want to do anything, they don't want you to do anything either.
And then people are too busy following the don't do anything because there's the gatekeepers that they can't come out and support either. oh, is so-and-so going? Oh, so-and-so ain't behind that one. I ain't going to that.
Who's so-and-so?
I don't know, but so-and-so is a popular person, I'm assuming. But I have to say it's us too, because we've been to different events. Like, there's networking events that they have in Lakeland. It'll be a networking event on a Tuesday night, and you've been in the rooms, and the room is full. Everybody's talking, and, oh, what do you do? Let me share a card. I know a person, and they instantly want to introduce you. Hey, Bill, let me show you Kevin. I just met Kevin, and he does this. Like, instantly want to show you to your the friend, and the friend need to get the number. That happens right away in some of those rooms. We don't do that in rooms. Us don't do that. Like, how many rooms have you been in of us where someone says, or the room is full, and they want to introduce you to the friend and then, like, get out and network and really be supportive of something you're doing?
Because sometimes us don't want all of us to win. Whereas some of the other people, if you win, they win. Because, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's enough for everyone to win. We all don't have to sit and eat at the same table, but we all can eat. A lot of us don't see that.
And that's an important thing. We don't have to sit at the same table, but we all can eat. And people attracted to me may not be attracted to you, and vice versa. So we don't necessarily have the same client base, even if we do the same thing.
Correct.
And people don't get that. Like, only one person can get all the clients? Like, I just have never heard of that, like, ideology before. Until here, it's like there's a set few people who do this thing, and only those people can do it.
No dead air. Okay.
I thought you was, I was looking at you. Because you started off about the event this weekend.
Listen, I jumped into something relevant. So typically that's what happens. We have these conversations. I jump into something relevant. Then it makes you say, all right, how we proceed with this stuff. And that event, and I'll move on from that, but it really did show me why, even if you do something that's along the lines that you think people will gravitate to, if they don't think they can get something out of it, they won't do it.
They were getting $10,000.
I understand the people on the stage. I'm talking about the people that can come support an event.
So that's the question. Like, for events like that, if you don't get anything out of it, what do you get out of going to, like, the nightclub or whatever? Like, what's the point in that?
VIP. Bottle service.
What? That can't be the point.
I get to pay 300% more for a bottle. So I can say I can buy that bottle.
Right, that you could have bought from any liquor store for a fraction of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe had a better time, like, vibing with some other people. I just don't get it. Well, so see,
based on what you just said, it's a mindset thing. It all goes back to a mindset. Because if you think about doctors, you have over 100 pediatricians, internal medicine. I may go to one, you go to a different one. They may be the same practice, but it's different. So we all can eat. You can have like 10 people doing the same thing. Like you said before, your customers are going to be different from my customers or the other person, because people gravitate to personalities and the person, not just what you sell or what you do. And if people would think about that, there's plenty of room for more than one person to do the same thing. I don't understand. We went to an event. It was outside. And it was like 3-4 different lemonade, what do you call them, trucks, whatever. And this one particular one, no one was going to. But everyone was lined up at the other ones. And I told my husband, I'm going to go to the one that no one is going to. I went to the line, stood in line. He was behind me. When I turned around, there was like 15 people behind me. But before that, nobody was in line. And I said, I guess they was just waiting for one person to go to this truck. And then other people came. And sometimes people are waiting for one person to step out. And then they may follow along. But then, like you said, there's the gatekeeper. So, well, you can't really support this person because I don't really support this person, which to me doesn't make any sense.
How do you get past the gatekeepers?
Knock them out.
Assault charges. Got it.
I mean, because gatekeeping is definitely a dark side of entrepreneurship. Oh,
first degree. Theft. A misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor. First degree misdemeanor. That's what we're talking about. Run it.
I'm sorry. I mean,
sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I take it back.
Let's not get a Grady Judd involved. We good.
You want me to tag you?
No.
Okay.
Please don't.
No, don't need that smoke.
No, but I just don't understand why it's like that. I don't know. But like you said, it's a problem within us. Like, we wouldn't want to live together to help each other. If you look at other people, other cultures, 20 of them deep will live together. And then they help each other buy a house or help each other this, that, and the other. Then another set will come in and do the exact same thing. We act like we just cannot help each other at all. At all? I don't know why.
And I really don't understand that.
Makes entrepreneurship difficult and very dark and very lonely.
So why keep going?
Oh, that's a good question.
Why keep going? If it's that dark, it's that hard, it's that lonely. Why keep going? Because we know me. I'm a 9-to-5er.
Right.
So it's kind of sunny over here in my 9-to-5 world.
What your 9-to-5 world is to me is easy. Because you just got to go there, do the job they tell you to do, and then you go home. You know, you get that check every 2 weeks. You know what that check is going to be. You know, if you're not salary, about what that check is going to be. You know you can pay your bills with that check. It's a very simple, easy life. With entrepreneurship, you do have to deal with these type of hurdles. You got to get it out the mud sometimes. But the reward can be so much more if you can make it through these hurdles and see it to the other side. And like the comment says, you're not even highlighting the comments. Yes. It says when you go to 9-to-5, like you make the rich richer. Which is true. Like, you're either the person making the rules and creating the business, or you're the one that working for that person. So while it may be sunnier in your opinion over there, to me, it feels like it's just easier.
Who doesn't want an easy life? Sounds crazy to me. Everybody wants an easy life. Why are you looking at me crazy? Everybody doesn't want an easy life. Absolutely. Everybody wants an easy life. Everybody wants an easy life. Yes. Tell me who wants a hard life. I'm just saying.
I'm just asking.
That was a great question to ask. Nobody wants an easy life. They don't. Tell me who wants a hard one.
If easy, in your opinion, is doing that, then everyone does not want that.
What's that?
The going to work, clocking in.
Oh.
And.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of people who don't want to work. We know.
Boy, do we know.
Sponging on all our resources.
But oh, wow.
But they ain't entrepreneurs.
They're not entrepreneurs. They're just spongers.
They just spongers.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't even spell it, but that's going to be across a shirt. Sponger.
Every episode you have a shirt.
Damn spongers.
What I'm saying is, not that I sign up for the hard life. I've just been in a company where, like I told you, I worked and I did this and I thought that was what I was supposed to do. And it didn't make me happy. It wasn't easy either. Like, I gave up so much of myself for this company. And after a while, you start losing your identity. Like, you are the company almost. Like, oh, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. I work here and I do this job. Like, that's not about you. That's what you do. But once you do it so much and it's like ingrained into you, you lose your identity because of these jobs. All I'm saying is, if I had to pick the two, I would definitely walk the hard road because I'm looking at what happens after the hard.
What if you never make it past the hard?
What if I never try?
You just said people blocking the way, community don't want to support. We got all these things against us. So
let's go back to the community doesn't want to support. how would you want the community to support? What would you want the community?
That's a great question. How can this community?
I feel like Kevin like baiting me. Like, you ever feel like somebody's like baiting you? So for my business in this moment, I would want the community to buy tickets to Boss Fest. Like, to me, like, that's pretty simple. If you were going to support what I'm doing, you would buy a ticket, you would show up in the room, and you would see what we're trying to create or bring to the area.
So why do you think that's not happening?
I wish I knew.
Is there anything that you could think of, like one thing that maybe what you think is the price, the location, the date?
So it's funny that you say that, because, you know, in entrepreneurship, when you're trying to figure out like a certain situation, you go through all of those things. Like, what could it be? So like, I'll be dead, like, let's say in a sleep, and I'll be like, what if I ain't put out enough ads? And I instantly go and like, now we got an Eventbrite page. Cause I was like, what if like that needs to work for us? I'm like, what if the website wasn't right? And then I got to call my website person, make this happen on the website. Cause I think that might be what it is. Then it's like, well, what if we didn't have a food truck? So it's honestly, I can't say exactly what it is, but I go through those type of things 24/7. Like, my mind never turns off to figure out what it is. Could it be like, okay, there's a gatekeeper, or people don't know who we are? Like, what makes you the expert to bring these people? I think that sometimes too, which is why I'm like, babe, let's do a live. Like, I'm not trying to be the expert in this. I'm trying to let people know I'm learning too. Like, you know, I want you to see the struggles of what this is. So short answer is, I don't know.
Maybe that's the problem. We showing people the struggles. Maybe we should keep the struggles a secret and just pop out on
just
top.
Just pop up in a Lambo like everybody else and be like, got my Lambo.
And because obviously showing the struggles ain't appealing. Are they?
I don't know, because I just took it from my standpoint. Like, I've seen coaches, and, you know, they like, man, I'm in the Lambo club, and, you know, they do a little ad in front of the car, and I'm like, okay, but like, how does your car and your like necklace or whatever help me reach that goal?
Because that's how we sell to the need.
Because it in a way, some of us actually think with the heart and not from just, I'm setting me and my family up, and it is what it is. A lot of us want to help people so they can understand the struggles and avoid some of the struggles. But some people don't appreciate that. And so then you're left like, why am I even doing all of this? Let me just do my thing. Set me and my family up. Hey, mind my business. That's on you if you don't want to, you know. But you don't want to have that mindset all the time. But people make you have that mindset. So sometimes we get upset with people when they don't share information, but sometimes they did share information, but no one was on the receiving end. And they get tired of like sharing information, trying to be there, trying to do this, trying to help. What's the point?
And so that's how I felt. Literally, that's how I woke up this morning and I told Kevin, what's the point? I quit.
She quit.
Quit what? What we quitting?
We quit.
What we quitting?
So I
quit. After this Boss Fest, you quitting? What we quitting? Help me out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, you keep making noise. I can't even tell what I'm quitting. You just keep making noise. So I told him this morning, I said, I don't understand why people don't see the vision, and I don't know how to make people see the vision.
You can't.
So there are just so many, like, you know, like words behind that. Long story short, it was like, I quit. So well, I'm canceling Boss Fest. I'm going to call the people and I'm going to cancel all my stuff. So here's a list. I'm going to cancel my side of the list. You cancel your side of the list. We will cancel it all. We'll refund the tickets and we'll reconvene on how we move forward. So that was the plan this morning. I did my cancel. I canceled. I was like, you know, cancel, cancel, cancel. And then I came back and I said, Kevin, you canceled all your stuff? Nah, I ain't canceled nothing because I know how you are. And I don't understand. Now we got half an event at this point.
So
I need y'all to explain the half of an event.
So we don't have half an event. So what's so Let me break this down because that was confusing as well.
What I'm saying is I did my half. Yeah, you didn't do your half.
That was confusing. So over the past few weeks, we have been debating, do we keep...
Oh, he went in preacher mode.
Yeah. Do we keep investing into this event because the costs are becoming substantial? Mm-hmm. And to, you know, bring this level of people in, we already have invested thousands of dollars into certain things. And
thousands.
And thousands. And for us, everything that we didn't think we'd be able to pull with the event, it's like, yes, you can do this, but anything that can go wrong is absolutely going wrong from vendors. I mean, from the venue. I mean to say vendors, from the venue to their drama, trying to make sure we secure certain
come on, what are words at?
I'm trying to find them, damn it.
Sound it out.
You almost sounded like you had Tourette's right then.
I was about to say toilet paper. Like, I don't know. He started with a T. I was like, what's a T word?
No, I don't know.
Come on.
But like everything just is going wrong. And
y'all about to see him get emotional on the podcast.
It hadn't been this complicated before. Mm. Like previous events, you know, things come up, you know, like, okay, we can navigate through that. We can navigate through this stuff. But now it's like, man, I don't know if we can navigate through this successfully and still live. And this year in particular, we have a whole lot of things we need to do. To senior graduating.
Okay, so you're talking about on a personal end.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So,
well, we're trying to follow you.
So, combination of all of these things, I'm like, man, I'm trying to pour into a community that can see what we're trying to bring, because we're trying to bring.
But it feels like they don't see value in you.
They don't. So it's like, do I keep trying to pour into the community, or do I just put that money back into myself and do this a different way? Boss Fest was designed so that way we could all learn together. We can bring these people in. They can educate us. We can try to learn some of the tricks of the trade. We can network. We can build that community.
Maybe you need to make your community smaller and work with those that's working with you and not continue to extend yourself to the whole community or whole Polk County, because the whole Polk County is not receiving what y'all are giving.
So that was the plan for the first event, was to be niched down. But then so many things started to appear, like to get a David Shands from Social Proof Podcast. Like, there was no way we was going to think we was going to be able to pull that type of a name. Mm-hmm. But then we realized in Polk County, don't nobody know who he is. And it's weird to us, like,
but yep, that should make people want to come out and find out who he
But I
is.
Don't even think people have took the time to even to look, Google him. To even do a quick Google search to say, who is this dude for real?
And the amount of his content that actually goes viral is like insane. Like, I mean,
I can't tell y'all what to do, but this is how I see it. At some point, you have to know when is when. And when to let go. Because you can't keep overextending and stretching yourself to a point for people that's not receptive to what you're doing. Because all you're doing is digging a hole for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those people that you are trying to reach are going to help pull you out that hole. So at some point, you got to say, you know what? We tried. It is what it is. And then you just make that circle tighter, where you know who's interested, who wants the information, who wants to learn, whether it's someone from Polk County or outside of Polk County. So then you just have to like close in your circle and not try to help everybody, because you're going to be on the losing end financially,
right?
Mentally and emotionally. And is it worth it?
Well, that was the conclusion we came with, and we kind of gave ourselves a timeline. Like, do we keep pushing through and
see the dark side
and see what happens, or do we realize, you know what, this is going to be one of those times where we may have to fall on our face and say, you know what? It's better to live with the current loss than to keep pushing through with this.
Than to continue losing.
Than to continue just completely losing. Mm-hmm. So there's thousands of dollars we've already would be losing. Mm-hmm. Do we multiply that times three and hope that people show up? Mm-hmm. It don't make sense. So for us, we came to the conclusion.
I think you helped him decide. I think you just helped him decide.
Really?
Because remember I said it's half an event. He didn't do his half.
No. Fair enough. I didn't do my half.
Because there's still hope that people will come through at the last minute, but then at the same time, you have to say, you know what? I need to cut my losses before I lose even more.
Right, before you go too far where you
can't really come back.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, to me, I think it's a great event. The people that you're bringing in with the wealth of information. But that's just me. And maybe like, 10 other people that see that. Not everyone sees that. So that's why I'm saying maybe you need to tailor it and make yours. It's smaller for those who are interested and not try to reach the whole community who really is not. They want to go to, and I'm sorry, they want to go.
They want to go to what?
Never mind. I'm going to just be
quiet. What they want to go to.
I don't know. I don't know. They just not that.
I'm going to ask the boss man. He can know where they want to go to.
He said leave him out of that.
Fair enough.
I just, you know, some people, if y'all was probably having a stripper show, they would show up. Or if y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People's priorities, mindset is a little different. If you was having a whole, if you was, like I said, if y'all was bringing in a whole bunch of strippers from Miami, they probably would have already bought the ticket.
And it's so weird. Like, we're
maybe
new.
We should put some strippers on the panel.
What?
Maybe we should put a stripper or two on the panel.
Is that what you said the first time?
I said maybe we should get a stripper or two.
Oh, I heard.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh, Lord. Mm. I'm just saying, you know what?
I need to think about my community and what they're interested in. I need to go find a couple of bad bitches.
You also should think about your marriage.
I ain't messing with the women. I'm just trying to get them on the stage.
Oh, Lord. I shouldn't have said, let me not use the strippers. My bad.
Play a little music for them.
Let me go back.
Let me back up. Rewind. Let me take the strippers out.
It says couch. Exactly. To the couch you go. You always.
But I'm just saying, in reality of it, you have to know when to say when is enough. And even though your goal was to help a lot of people, don't dig a hole for yourself that you can't get out of because you're trying to help your community.
That's what I told him. I was like, the same money that you were going to invest to pull this off, you could really just invest that in us and we do our own private coaching. And the people who care about like what we learned can still get the value from what we saw. Like when we were able to go to Atlanta and bring Lamar, like he still found value in that room. And that's less money.
Oh, it's so less.
Or like, you know, like she's saying, or that those people are coming. And when I say do it on a smaller scale, you don't necessarily have to, you know, have like the Boss Fest with the vendors and stuff like that, but maybe y'all are promoting having these people come in and y'all set the stage for that instead of, even though I'm a vendor, I don't have to be a vendor. I could pay to come and get that information. Because you're giving us, our vendors, an opportunity to make money and learn, but not everybody wants to learn.
That's true. Not everybody wants to learn.
Some people are vendors just to make money, not about who's in the room. Some are not interested in who's in the room or who your vendors are. And you can't make them. So So you have to look at the bigger picture, what works for you, what works for your finances. And at the end of it, you have to do what makes sense. And if it ain't making sense, it ain't making dollars.
Well, in the words of Kevin Hart, the way my bank account is set up, I got a savings and a checking. I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get all this money out of my savings in time. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it takes three business days. So it is what it is. And if that's the direction you have to go, which is, unfortunately, one of the dark sides of entrepreneurship.
Way to bring that back.
Oh, it was all dark. Just.
No, because
it's not. I don't think it's all dark.
No, it's not. Because people that's listening or watch it back again, and it's reality of what mm-hmm. entrepreneurs have to deal with. You know, you pay a vendor fee and you go to an event and never make a sale. You didn't even break even.
And that's happened to us, but you can't even count how many times. But I will say this, I do feel like sometimes when I do that, it's not always what I sell, but the value in the room.
Correct.
Because we went to a hair show in Tampa, and I don't think we really sold anything, but Coachelle was there. Is that how you say her name?
Oh, the chick from Tampa.
Yeah. So, like, we were able to take pictures and kind of mingle. We just found a lot of value in the room, and we'll see that, in a lot of different places, and people that you wouldn't have met before, you mm-hmm. met through that right. opportunity, but not everyone does that either. Some right. people, because I'll see people like just sitting there, I'm like, dang, I don't want to talk to you. You just don't look like you're approachable.
Well, hey, so, I get that. People say I don't look approachable.
Well, me neither, but like if someone comes by me, like I'm be like, hey, you know, I'm going to talk.
Why are you looking like that? I get people that say all the time, I look mean. They would never speak to me. But that's not true. Don't say nothing, babe, because I'm not mean.
Oh, I feel like he was gonna say she was mean.
We were quiet.
So I give the same type of feedback, and like they'll say, like my resting face looks very but that's not who I am at all. But if someone talks to me, like I'm very engaging, mm-hmm. and you ask me, either way, the dialogue is there. And I've just found different value in different events, but mm-hmm. we've definitely gone to.
Yeah,
a number of places where we haven't sold anything, and almost like sometimes we've gone somewhere like, dang, this wasn't our market. Like we went to a smoke event, and we were selling CBD, and in our mind we was like, yeah, it's a smoke event, and everybody kept asking us, that's weed, and we was like, no, this CBD, we here for, and we were like, so dang,
we went to some us. Illegal stuff. Being legit.
We was the only legit people in the room.
We was the only legit vendors. We didn't realize it.
Are you serious?
We're so serious.
Was that it? That couldn't have been in Polk County.
No, it wasn't in Polk County.
It wasn't in Polk County.
It was on the outskirts.
It was on the outskirts in some woods because it was called. It's like one of those things where it's like.
Nothing in the woods.
It was really in the woods.
And we posted pictures on our page, but nobody talked to us. And we were like, damn.
Y'all didn't have the illegal.
We right. didn't have the illegal stuff.
But our we table were at the wrong event.
And everything. And oh my God, what you got over here? What is this? Oh, that's CBD. CBD.
Man.
Boy over there, old boy over here, he got his vendor spot. He pulled up on his bike with a Dollar Tree
literally.
Tablecloth.
What?
Out of a Dollar Tree.
Like
bag.
Rolling a wagon, like a real wagon, and just selling the stuff out the wagon, selling out. And we out just looking pocket, like, hey, we got a damn. Real cash register. And like we
looked legit.
Was in the wrong.
We
place.
Was in the wrong place. And but sometimes
they doing real drug transactions, handshakes and stuff, just hide. Like y'all, this is the whole. All of y'all are dirty.
No, but I get it. There's sometimes I've gone to events where I may not have made a lot of sales, but I got booked for like a bridal party, a bridal show. Someone wanted to have a bachelorette party, and so but they want or a ladies' night, and I brought. You know, different things. I had people book, you know, for me to do a Zoom and show my jewelry.
Okay.
Via Zoom and stuff like that. So, I mean, yes, there are benefits. Sometimes you do come out on a winning end, even though you didn't make sales. But
and sometimes you just lose.
Sometimes you just lose. But the magnitude of Boss Fest, I don't want y'all to be losing like that. vendor or not.
Listen, if I was losing a couple hundred, I'm cool.
I don't want y'all to be losing like that. And so
they ain't trying to lose these.
Yeah, it's not
thousands.
I don't want y'all to lose like that. And that's not, that's speaking from the heart. If it was me in that situation and I was having the conversation with y'all, I would want y'all to keep it real with me. And I'm keeping it real with y'all.
Don't do that
to yourself. Because that's not, because all these people running around, they're not going to help you get out the hole. Y'all going to be trying to figure out how to get out the hole.
Correct.
You heard it. You heard it here.
So I guess I'll cancel my half tomorrow.
So because I woke up this morning, like I went to sleep and I said, man, it's on my heart. I don't know what to do. Like I kept saying, it was like a few days and I was like, should I tell him what I'm feeling? Let's just forge forward and, you know, let me change the ad. Let me do whatever. So I woke up this morning. I said, no, I have to say it out loud. I have to say how I feel out loud. And then I did. And I saw I changed his mood. And then he gave me all this kind of energy. And I was like, dang, I feel like I have to say it before we go too far and it can't be undone. And then I'm a wish I would have said it.
Correct.
So I did. And then what he did was he sent me a new, look, we got a new design on the website. I'm like, bro, what I just told you.
What did I say? Everything good that can happen will happen. And everything bad that's happening.
It really is like, it's an emotional roller coaster because we've been in a situation where like someone signed on and because we were like in the space that someone else is like, I would love to be a part of this too. And I see your vision. Then somebody calls and said, oh, so-and-so is coming. I'd love to be a part of your vision too. I want to come. And it's like, wait a minute. This is supposed to be harder to get people to come and want to be on stage and paying you thousands. Like, nah, you don't got to pay me that. Like I'll do it for this. And we know that people are really like seeing the vision and trying to invest. But it's the people that would come to the event that don't see the vision. And it's a weird like catch 22 because we've never been in a position where some people that like have thousands to millions of followers are like, hey, I don't have this Florida market. I can see what y'all are doing. Let's do this and let's see how we can partner. And it's like, if you could get past this hurdle, what could it be? But can you get past the hurdle? And to me, I think it's not all dark. It's not all a loss, like Kevin would say. I think it's really going back to the drawing board and see what the learning lessons are from this and how we fix it to do better next time. That's my thing.
I like that. How you want to close it out?
Oh, we're closing it out?
Amen.
Okay, well, what do you want to lead the people with? And then tell them how to follow you and buy jewelry and all the good
stuff. Oh, I got to do that part?
Of course.
Well, he said we had to close it, so.
Hey, it's an hour.
Oh, it is?
Dang, I was just going to keep saying more things, but you know, okay. You don't want me to say no more things?
It's an hour.
Dang.
She been up early. My man over there tired.
Don't say nothing else, huh?
Yeah. I'm tired, old, ready to take and go to bed.
I just want to say that sometimes with the dark side of entrepreneurship, I also feel like it's the people that you have around you. Like when you're building the circle, sometimes you don't always have the right people, or you think you had the right people and people don't have the best, your best interest.
I tell people that all the time. I say that all the time. And you know, sometimes I'll send you a random message saying certain things to you and you're probably like, how does she even know, or what is she talking about?
She appreciates that so much.
Really?
So much.
You're gonna cry for me then?
I am, because she'll call me and be like, man, I just got this sweet message. I was just in a headspace and Drea sent me this message and it was so it makes me want to keep going. I'd be like, damn it, Drea, I thought we were quitting. But you done made her keep going.
Also tell her stuff too about, you know, who's around her and be careful because people are not always who they seem. I don't always know who she's around, but I go off of energy and vibes and that's how I handle people. but not everybody can handle it.
Energy and vibes. And I have not learned that. Like, I always take people at face value until they show me, you know, like, who they really are, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, and Kevin, like, I was in a situation before, and I really felt vibe. Like, I was like, I'm not liking the situation. I want out. And Kevin kept telling me, no, don't get out. Like, just keep going. It's going to be good. Just keep. And I'm like, I just don't even like my energy. You know, like, you're in a situation, you just feel drained from being around people. Mm-hmm. That's how I was. And I didn't realize it till I left. I was like, dang, like, when you literally feel a weight lifted just because you left a certain circle, like, that's rough. And that's how I felt. And I was like, you know what? You kept me there. You know,
and I'm totally different. It takes a lot to get to me. I don't let people close to me at all. You have to prove that I can let you close to me. Everyone is outside that gate. I don't let people close to me at all. That's why some people are like, oh, I'm very low key because I watch you. I watch people and how they move. So I don't let people close to me at all.
So when them people walking by your booth and say you were unapproachable, they wasn't lying. They like, you got the gate on the shut on their butt, huh?
That don't have nothing to do with business. It's either you want to wear the jewelry or you don't. My person, me and you being friends has nothing to do with business.
And so for friendships, I'm very close. Like, it takes a long, like, for me to call you friend, you got to go through hell and back to be. But.
Ooh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was bad.
No, I'm really bad. And my cutoff game real good too. Like,
oh yeah.
Personal. I'm like, cut off. You just don't ever hear from me again. And it's no going back. I won't even remember why. I just remember that's what it is. So I just not talk to you. But that's for business, it's different because I'm trying to be open in business. And what I find is I'm trying to be open and like learning business and trying to get in different circles, that's what has let people come closer to me. And it's almost the same with personal. It's like, dang, like, I give this for you in business and you give that, and people still don't give what they're supposed to. So it still hurts me personally.
Right.
That's the toughest part I have, is because now, as I'm trying to do this business thing, I think that's how people use their way in. And I'm navigating through that. But before I became a business owner, that's when people don't know who we are. Like, we went to work, we came home, and you literally had to be like one or two people for me to talk to you.
Right.
And I go somewhere and I go, like, if I'm out, I go to that designated section that I was going to, and I don't look at nobody and I don't say nothing to nobody.
That's what it was. That's how we are. Most people don't. Most people will probably. Some people will know him because of his job, and some people will know me because of someone else. But a lot of people don't know me. And unless they see me at an event, and they'll be like, oh, or someone would have shared something that I put.
I just feel like it's harder that way in business because, to me, and just my personal opinion, people feel like they have to know you to, like,
and see,
support you.
And I get what you're saying, because I don't think it should be that way. It's either you want to support someone or you don't. I don't have to be your friend. You don't have to know me like that to support. Because at the end of the day, I'm running a business the same way you're running a business.
Right.
We don't have to be buddy-buddy. But you're trying, you know where your money is going if you buy from me and you buy from you,
right,
versus I'm buying from whoever beauty supply down the street. You don't know where their money is going. It's going everywhere else but in the community, depending on who it is. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, more than likely, if I purchase from you, your money, the money I spent is going back in your household.
Exactly.
And I guess people don't look at that part of the business either. Like, you know where your money is going when you support an entrepreneur versus, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that money went overseas.
Yeah. Or in their community where they, most of them live.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Sorry, dear. Sorry. I know you said it's an hour. Don't say nothing else.
Okay. Y'all had it. Okay. It's y'all show. I'm just doing the sound and the camera work.
That's I don't say nothing else. But I just feel like I could keep talking, but I ain't going to say nothing
so
else.
So you could just tag my thing on there. Because you know I'm not going to say it so much.
Oh, okay.
I don't do all
that. She don't do all that talking and that stuff like that. When y'all see her, y'all see her.
Well, Pretty much. I'm going to tag it.
Pretty much.
So, any local any events you gonna be posted up at?
Are you looking at me?
I don't know.
You made me stop trying to.
April 7th is now free. Somebody doing something. Just saying.
I don't even know because, well, I do have two events, but they're both private.
Okay.
But people can find me on Facebook. Edwina's gonna tag me.
Mm-hmm.
But people can find me on Facebook. I post different pieces all the time, jewelry all the time.
Do you do these Facebook Lives? I see people do that.
That's just not me.
TikTok market, I hear that that's something that's powerful for
people. Really?
Yeah, because you know, you go on TikTok, they be selling the stuff through TikTok market through the live comments and stuff.
I didn't know that those are people in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really think how I was supposed to say that.
And and I guess they got like an Amazon one too or something I seen.
Yeah, there's certain things you can do, but I am just not. I know a lot of people tell me, oh, you should go live. I'm just not, my personality doesn't fit that. Like, I can't see me just, because I'm not one of those people that's going to get up there and do all these different things to draw you in to watch me.
When we go live, I'd be like, okay, well, I got this information. I'm going to say that. And I'm like, oh, live over. And it's like, oh, but I didn't wait for the people to come. I didn't like.
See, my personality doesn't suit me going live. I'm too straightforward. I can't like do all of, like the one time I went live, I told one of my friends, I said, hop on the live with me so that I could conversate with you because I'm not that type of person. I'm going to have my pieces. Everything is organized and lined up and I'm going to show it and then I'm done. So my personality is not like that.
And then you know the people on the live want to ask you, well, when you first came on, I saw something purple. That was 40 minutes ago. Can you go back there? You're like, what? It just.
Yeah. And I'm not.
They be doing a lot.
I'm not that person. That's why you mostly see pictures on my page. Because that's just not my personality. I'm sorry.
Understood.
In person, now, I'm a lot better. But.
Mm-mm. That's why content is king would have been important. We would have been able to draw.
You're gonna say yourself back.
The money I've lost, I'm content with that.
Well, we could do a private session.
I don't want to lose no more.
We could do a private session on that and draw out whatever you said I got. My shortcomings, as you said.
I know it's definitely it's not sad, but
everything is a learning lesson.
Everything definitely is a learning lesson, and things happen for greater. And I definitely am a person that believes that you have to go through ups and downs. You won't know what it's supposed to be unless you experience some type of failures or some setbacks, I'll call them. So you don't know how to be greater. And I think that's just one of them. Like, it was a lot of things on this side that were just like really in line and like really amazing. And then so many things on this side working against it. So you got to figure out how to get the good and do away with all the obstacles. And you just got to go back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm. I just think if you change a couple things and not worry so much about having vendors and giving them the opportunity and do more so of do it in a different way, you might might be on to something. Because not everybody wants. And then maybe if you were in, I hate to say it, but maybe if you were doing it in Tampa or Orlando versus here.
Go on and say it.
Yep. There it is. There it is.
Sorry.
Sorry, Polk County.
I'm just saying, we tried. Because some people, like,
we tried.
I'm going to say this because I know we got to go, but some people are just not going to support because if it's not someone from here or someone they don't know, they're not supporting. And the people that's come in to bring the content, a lot of people don't know who they are. They're not familiar. They're not from here. And so they're not, like, engaged. Whereas people probably from Tampa or Orlando probably know who these people are. And if they don't know, they're going to go Google them. As soon as you put someone up, I'm that type of person. I'm going to Google. Because I want to know who that is and what they talking about or whatever. So,
right. I'm the same way. Like, is this, should I get in the room? Like, let me look. I don't know who this person is. Let me find out.
Correct.
Why they talking about them?
Mm-hmm. And then you look at their following and see what they all have done. Then you know, like, oh, wow, I really need to see what they're talking about.
Right.
But not everyone is that way.
And that's true. I do that a lot. I'll be like, oh, I don't found a new person to follow because, like, look what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And had they not posted it, I wouldn't know.
So one thing you have to remember is when you're in business, you have to look at what your target area is. And when you see that they're not shifting like you're shifting, then you got to shift another way or somewhere else.
Just said a mouthful. That's how we should end it.
We ended it like that. We shifting somewhere else.
Good night.
We thank y'all for joining us this Wednesday. We'll catch y'all next week. We appreciate y'all.
Peace.